and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. President Trump says he's accomplished a lot in his first few weeks back in the Oval Office.
There's been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
His speech to a joint congressional session included references to Ukraine, the economy, tariffs, and illegal immigration.
Illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever recorded, ever.
Many Democrats protested some of Trump's claims with signs that read lies or false. Texas Congressman Al Green ejected for protesting verbally. Correspondent Margaret Brennan says many felt there was a lack of depth or substance.
It did feel like a campaign rally. What stood out to me was the anger in the room, the thin attendance by Democrats, and the lack of explanation for any of these policy promises.
CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. High school sports championships will be staying in Wisconsin's capital city for 8 more years. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student athletes.
We're excited about these venues continuing to be the championship events for these student athletes, their coaches, and these communities to come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
Hauser and McIntosh both said the only challenge in extending the contract was scheduling, which Hauser said is a normal challenge for large events and venues.
Many of the state championship events currently held in Madison have been there for decades. Seniors can get help with taxes at the Lowell Senior Center in Wisconsin Rapids. They're partnering with AARP to provide free tax counseling for those who meet the criteria. This is intended for low to middle income taxpayers with special attention to those age 60 and older. Appointments are available now and run through April 9th. You can make your appointment by calling 715-422-2778. Appointments will be Monday, Wednesday, and select Thursdays at the Lowell Center. This is a free service, but donations are appreciated and greatly benefit Lowell Center programming. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there and you are safe and warm and okay.
Yes.
We're going to find out more about Mother Nature with our good friend Brittany Merlot right now. Brittany, I come into work around 5, and it's pretty dark out still and everything. But what I was coming into work today, it was crazy. It was like rain snow, and it was at the speed of like incredible speed, just coming right at my windshield. But for a moment, I got to feel like what it was like to be in Star Wars.
Going to hyperspace.
That's so funny.
I got to go to hyperspace. I will admit to everybody, actually, just to the three of you, that yes, I did have a moment there where I did act like I was talking to Chewie.
Yeah, right.
And hey. I did have a moment there.
Take your fun where you can get it, man.
There are very few advantages to this weather, though. It's rough out there, Brett.
Warp speed.
Oh, it really, really is. Honestly, these roads are slippery. It started off with that slushy mess like you were talking about, and now that is freezing over with snow piles piling up on top of it. And we've got the snow blowing sideways up here into the Wausau area. We're already seeing power outages. Ooh. Winds are gusting up to 40 miles per hour into Marshfield, and that is only moving its way towards you. So expect these gusts to become very vicious, and they're going to stay this way throughout a good chunk of the day. So blowing, drifting snow, kind of hard to see as the snow is still coming down and those winds are gusting, creating whiteout conditions at times. And the actual snow totals kind of lessened here, probably looking at around 2 to 5 inches for our area in all reality, but some spots could get near 6 inches. It just depends where this really sets up, and it's starting to really ramp up through these morning hours. It will ease up by this afternoon, and then it'll be gone by this evening. But temperatures are only falling, all right?
Oh,
so we're hitting below freezing now. We're about to hit the mid-20s by this afternoon, and we'll slide to the teens overnight. So anything that's wet and slushy is going to be ice as we go into those afternoon and evening hours. So watch where you step. Be careful clearing it. It is a heavy, wet snow type. Mm. Do it in shifts. Take breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. You don't want to overexert yourself and cause any health problems. And if you don't need to drive, how about you don't? Because those roads are pretty bad.
Good idea.
Highway 29 already had a crash. Oh. I think eastbound was closed. So it's rough out there.
Mm. Thank you for the update, Brittany. Yeah. To your point about the wind and the way the snow is going, Seth, right in front of me, it's going in two different directions right now. It's crisscrossing. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. It's really weird. It's interesting out there. Be safe, everybody. And we are that much more prepared. Thanks to you, Brittany. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. We'll get together tomorrow, hang out, and we'll tell everybody what to expect tomorrow.
Yes.
So much better tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah. All right, nice.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot joining us. I appreciate her. As you might know or might think, due to the weather forecast, the ADRCCW has decided to close Meals on Wheels for today. They encourage everybody to stay safe in the snow. Spring has to be around the corner soon.
Yes, it is.
A big thank you to our great friend Aaron Wells and all the good people over at the ADRC. And this is where I ask the other good people out in this community to keep a lookout for theirs, their neighbors, their friends, people that you may know use Meal on Wheels, or senior dining. Keep that in mind. And if you are a resident that does use those services, I encourage you to let your neighbors and friends know, or people know, even if it isn't somebody you talk to that often. My parents have neighbors across the street who they've had many conversations with over the 20-some years they've lived there, but they're not they're not sending each other Christmas cards. Like
buddy, right.
But they look out for each other.
Yeah.
Just something like that along those lines for days like this. We appreciate you doing that. I think it's one of the braver, more strong things you can do is reaching out, and we encourage you to do that, everybody. And we got a lot of good show lined up for you, everybody. I almost said good snow. Good snow.
Some good snow for you.
I have a reason I had the S&H there, though. I'll get to it in a
second. Oh, okay.
More on that in a moment. We will have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Mm-hmm. It is a Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by our friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yes. Can't wait.
Wicked Awesome. All right, we all turned into Bostonites here. No, that was New York.
He will elucidate us on the word.
Yes.
Of the
well week. Done. Well done. What if that was his word? He's like, oh, he took it. Oh. Spring cleaning. We're going to talk about today.
Yay, I think.
No. This is what happens when I plan too far ahead.
No.
I plan for spring cleaning on a
today,
day like
this. I am not thinking of spring cleaning for some reason. I don't know why.
Would you drive on a bridge from North America to Europe?
Oh, my goodness.
We are going to get into that.
Wow.
We have that one lined up for you a little bit later. Why are people less social when walking in the streets? We'll get into that one, too. I thought that was an interesting one. We got a bunch of entertainment news we're going to dive into. And, of course, some local stuff we'll be touching on as well. Plenty of great things lined up for you. We don't get to do this very often over here anymore, our National Day of Calendar.
Ah, yes.
Today, first off, a good Ash Wednesday to everybody out there celebrating, certainly.
That's right.
And it is also Discover What Your Name Means Day.
Oh, yes.
Now, how many of you guys out there, and we all encourage the audience to go ahead and let us know, you know, 715-424-2600, touch or two-way in the Civic Media app. You know, if what your name means, if you've ever looked up your name, or did you do this when you were young and you haven't really done it since? Because that's where I was at. My parents were very adamant about me understanding all the meanings of my name and the history of it.
Yep.
My parents are really into history and roots and all that. But I didn't, until I looked it up this morning, I don't remember much off the top of my head. Did you guys ever do this? Were you ever curious about this, the history of your name, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. My name means honeybee, and it I believe it's a Greek origin or Hebrew origin.
Yeah. The name Melissa derives from Greek word melissa, meaning bee, which was taken from the word meli, meaning honey.
Yep. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is that why she's such a busy bee?
Huh? Oh, that's pretty good.
That's why I like honey.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Honey is great. Honey is great. Okay, so you've looked into this one, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. Seth, have you done this before?
I have. Actually, my parents growing up, four of our names, we had a little plaque with a meaning on it up on the wall. Just, I don't know why my parents enjoyed that. And so basically, Seth is, of course, it's an old, it's in the Bible, Hebrew and Genesis. It means appointed or compensation. So when you lose one son, you know, here comes Seth. He's the he's the compensation for that.
Where are you in the lineup of your siblings, Seth?
It's Cain, Abel, then Seth.
Yeah.
Your older brothers are named Cain and Abel?
Yeah.
So are you?
Oh, I meant the traditional Seth.
Are you the middle child?
You or
are
you
the
old family?
Yeah. There's two of us. I'm the younger.
Okay. Okay.
I have an older sister. That's
you're the compensation.
Yes, I am the compensation. I don't know about this one. We need to try something new here.
Let's try another one. We'll name him Seth.
My name's got a little of this too, and it does feel like for some of us, they got towards some names like at the bottom of the list, and they were like, "We got to have it mean something." What have we used? What haven't we? Okay, supplanter sounds good. Yeah.
So,
two things about your name, Seth, that stood out to me. One, I have to admit to the audience, and I'm sorry if this is I'm going to sound like a real fool here or anything. I have read quite a bit. If not the whole Bible, I have read quite a bit of it and everything, but I didn't realize that Adam and Eve's third son was named Seth.
Yes,
I didn't know that. That was news.
Cain and Abel get all the the story.
I'm going to be honest with the audience. That's about all I knew was Cain and Abel. I'm pretty familiar with that story.
Yeah, he's there's not much said about him either after that. So
then, which is not. I mean, we need more stories on that. That seems like an interesting story. But your name was actually spelled Sheth at one point. S with an H in there, and that's thus earlier when I was trying to say snow,
I get it now.
I heard an H in there. Got really lucky, by the way, everybody. That could have been another vowel in there. And
that's
up.
That's the etymology. And I know that Seth is also a name in Egyptian mythology.
Mm-hmm. Sethos.
Seth is the snake god. Not a good one.
Nope.
He's one of the evil gods. So.
Yeah. Just watch Stargate.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. The name James has a mixed history, as makes sense with me. It's a Hebrew name with Greek roots that roughly translates to grab the heel. It's thought that in Hebrew tradition, the name James means a man in control of his own actions and will.
Okay.
Oh, they missed the mark on that one.
Well, yeah.
Like when you call a big guy tiny, was this the opposite?
Yeah, right.
James was also a gift from God and a supplanter, which often was, and there was another meaning from supplanter on that, but I just, that one always throws me.
That means that I'm guessing is somewhere Seth and James are actually related because they have similar meanings to them, so.
So it's compensation, supplanter, and sweet.
And yeah.
Just. See, I win again.
Sometimes, Melissa, a name is just a name.
No, I disagree. I wouldn't compare myself to a rose, but.
You know, honeybees also have stingers.
Exactly.
Nice. Yeah.
It's not all sweet.
We are very aware that they have stingers. The popularity of all of our names is kind of, we're in the middle of the pack for most of these as well. But I'm very curious out there for all of you. Have you guys looked into your name? Are you curious about it? Go ahead and do so. And maybe once you get that, your name and looking into it, go ahead and call up and talk to us about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love to hear from you. And I think that it's one of these cool things that we all can do, because while I value history in general, all of our history, I think our own individual history can give us strength, give us confidence and pride. And it's just kind of cool. Like, it's just kind of
very interesting, you know.
Names are cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, names are cool. Lasers are cool. We'll take a quick time. That's bad. That's an old commercial.
Wow.
I don't know. We haven't played that in a long time. We'll be back right after this with our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Tired of the same old fish fry on Friday nights? Try El Cafe for the best fish fry in Wood County. Served every Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's fish fry with a little Mexican flair. If fish isn't your thing, you can try their authentic breakfast and lunch menus with daily specials available. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Listen during the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win and try El Cafe on us.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend the entire hour with the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Join us Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Heavy snow will continue today with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow throughout much of the day today that will reduce visibility to whiteout at times. So be prepared. Travel conditions are not going to be great today. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Let's do some celebrating. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They have some amazing stuff going on over there, and a special one going on today.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Got Ash Wednesday Fish Friday.
Oh,
Fish
Fry. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, totally.
Cool. Although, if they did do Ash Wednesday Fish Friday, that would be very interesting.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
it's Ash Wednesday Fish Fry is what it is. join them for that today, and their entire menu, their entire Friday menu will be available today from 10:30 to 2 o'clock.
Wow, that's cool.
So you can get a fish fry today.
Enjoy, everybody. And buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our great friends over at El Cafe.
Indeed.
And like their page, because they have such great posts on their Facebook page.
She ain't kidding. Yeah, do good it, stuff. Everybody. Yeah, go good do stuff. It right now. Go ahead. We'll wait. get us that birthdays. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries as well, everybody. We love celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. More people are liking the page and getting a hold of us that way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
I notice I take any chance I can to do that. Because I'm not a real singer, so I take any chance I can to like I don't know what's wrong with
fake,
me.
Fake speak singing, whatever that is. Yeah. I don't know.
I need a one or a two. Seth, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Good. I call that. All right. And we can first up wish a very happy birthday to Kelly Judd.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Enjoy your day, Kelly. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm.
And stay inside if you can.
Yes.
Yes. Stay warm. And our qualifier today, Sandy Christman.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Happy birthday, Sandy. Yeah.
Enjoy the day, Sandy. We encourage you to celebrate and brag to everybody that you know and stay indoors while you're doing it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I brag on social media. That way you don't have to leave the house.
Have your own personal party.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. And a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Mm-hmm. Keep getting them to us, everybody. We love hearing from y'all. Taking a look at our celebrity list, Gabby Barrett is 25, country singer, biggest hit right now, I hope.
Okay, very nice.
Jake Lloyd is 36.
Oh, wow.
Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
That's right. Wow. Yeah, if I remember correctly, there's some interesting, I don't know if it was a book or a documentary or something that talked to him about his experience, not so much on the film, because it sounded like his experience in the film was fine, but what happened afterwards, it wasn't good.
It's a shame.
Poor guy. I feel very sorry for him, actually.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it says American former actor. So
he got out of the business, yeah.
It's unfortunate. Usually when you see a child actor that doesn't continue on, it's because of outside reasons, mm-hmm. Which is a shame because he did a really good job in that movie.
Right,
he was one of the better parts of the movie. To be honest,
9 years old, 11. I can't even remember. He was not that old.
When you're acting against Liam Neeson and Ewan McGregor, and you hold your own,
Natalie Portman,
you hold your own during all that. That kid did a good job. He was good. Eva Mendez is 51. Hitch, Training Day, Ghost Rider, The Other Guys. She is a really a good actor. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't done anything since 2014, except she's been doing voiceover work, and she's actually done two voiceovers for the cartoon Bluey.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's great. I didn't know that cartoon.
Bluey is awesome. Bluey is awesome. That show is great.
It is something.
That's a fun show. That is a good one. Let's see. John Frusciante is 55, former guitarist of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Incredible guitar player. Yep. An incredible guitar player. Let's see here. Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, 59. Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Hurricanes.
That's right.
The Proclaimers, Craig and Charlie Reed are 63.
That's right. I forgot they were twins. That's right. Yeah. Would they walk 500 miles? I don't know. That's for their birthday cake.
Was it hard for them to date after that? I mean,
after the song?
Yeah.
Okay,
for this person you wrote this song for, you'd walk 500 miles. Now you're just driving to come see me? You took a train to come see me?
Man, I have to say, that's one of the most insanely catchy songs ever recorded. It is insanely catchy.
Can't argue that.
Get that stuck in your head all day now.
It's kind of funny that their genres are labeled gospel and rock.
It's true. It's very interesting. Scottish, they started out as gospel singers,
I had no idea.
Scottish gospel singers, of all things.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, I might have to look some of that up. Scottish. I have a now maybe this is a little bit. Now we were talking about names earlier. The name James has some Scottish roots, faint ties. My family actually has like a 1-2% of Scott in him.
That makes sense.
To the point where we actually have a 1-2% right to a castle, a McGuthrie Castle. You can Google this. You can look it up if you like.
Nice
McGuthrie Castle in Scotland. My family, the Chiz. They have a little bit of history with this, where if we went to Scotland, we'd be able to tour it for free.
Hey,
that's cool.
Now that's cool.
And that's the end of the advantages. And if you Google it, everybody, all that's left of this quote unquote castle is just a column, basically.
This one column.
It's just like one column.
Some
it's,
all that's rocks.
It's all that's left.
But it is, I am dying to go
still,
do
still, I'd love to see it. That'd be cool. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's something about a building like that. It's not enough to see it. I want to touch it. I want to just feel that
tactile
stone.
Yeah.
You know, the history. Feel that. That's on my bucket list.
Excellent.
Scotland is on my bucket list.
Yeah, Scotland would be interesting. Yeah.
Let's see here. Penn Jillette is 70. All 6 foot six of the magician.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. He is very tall. I just realized. Yeah.
There are, if you were Penn and Teller, mm-hmm. and you were planning out your career and you were mapping it out and everything on paper, it would never work. It would never work. Comedy is one of the hardest things, maybe actually the hardest thing, more hard than music or anything else. It ages the fastest.
That's true.
And it doesn't do, and especially comedians, as they age, they tend to not, you know, stay very, very popular.
Right.
There's a handful of comedians we can mention that were popular over decades, but I can name you 30 more that had a shot and then they were gone. For Penn and Teller to stay as relevant as they have for four decades?
Yes. As a magic act, too? I mean, that's impressive. Well, and of course, people who grew up in the 90s, we all know Penn Jillette's voice.
Yes.
This is Comedy Central, because he was the voice of Comedy Central for all those years. Yeah.
It's awesome. Marsha Warfield is 71. Roz on Night Court. And a handful of other things, too. But God, she was good on that show.
She's that character was just all sass. I loved it.
They had a wonderful older lady who was in that role before Marsha Warfield. And I wish I could remember her name, but she was great. She was so good on that show. Her and Bull were so good together.
Yep.
When she passed away, they had a huge like hole in that cast, and I don't mean like casting wise. I mean in that crew, they were a very tight cast and crew. Marsha Warfield came in there and just immediately like just rolled with things,
right.
and just was a team player. And it's so noteworthy because her character was so the opposite.
Right, it was very different from the character from before. Right.
If I got the story right, I believe she like made brownies or something like her first day, like she was going to school her first day or something. Just nice. a wonderful show. Wonderful time in history, in TV history.
Yep.
Oh, God. Eddie Grant is 77. I am rocking to Electric Avenue today.
Everyone going to go rock on to Electric Avenue?
Yes. We rocked out to it on Pat's show this morning.
It's one of I refuse to not love that song. My first two records, my dad let me go out and buy.
Oh, hey, man. You always remember those.
Kung Fu Fighting.
It's hilarious.
I wish to God it wasn't, but yeah, I got to be honest.
It's all right. You and a whole millions of other people. I mean, come on.
And Electric Avenue from Eddie Grant.
Avenue.
Those were the two. Those were the little 45s, man.
Yep.
Little 45s. I just played them over and over and
oh
over.
Oh, my God.
It was nuts. Murray Head is 79. One Night in Bangkok. A couple of 80s stars here.
Another really awesome song.
Oh, my gosh. Also, Murray Head, a well-known Broadway actor.
Yes.
He had a long career on Broadway, so yeah.
That song, I don't know. Every generation has weird songs. Every generation you can go back and look up. And they had some weird hits
novelties,
back then.
Novelties,
novelty songs. Yep. 80s, it was something unique, differently going on in the 80s, man. And that is a song that would never work any other generation. But in the 80s, was perfect.
I mean, you have Electric Avenue. You've got, you know, One Night in Bank. I mean, there's some other great. Amadeus. I mean, it wasn't just that they were novelties. They were weird. They were out there.
Yes, that's it. That's the thing about them. Rock Me Amadeus are lyrics that were written down and sang. Yes.
And the rest of the song was sung in German. You know, so hey, why not?
Just to add on top of it.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, huge hit.
Yeah,
huge hit.
Massive hit. Yeah,
like just like we wrote it up. You know, when they teach you in pop school how to be a pop star.
There you go. Falco had it down, man. He had it down.
And the fact that I Would Walk 500 Miles is considered a devotional. I mean, that's just the icing on the cake tonight.
That's great.
I love it. I love it when groups like that have, you know, huge crossover hits because people don't know what to do with them.
No, that's, no, it's like, they don't.
What do we do with this?
Yeah. And people no longer with us. Andy Gibb, born in the state in 1958, BG's little brother. Mm-hmm. I Just Want to Be Your Everything. I believe Andy had some other hits, too.
He did.
He was a part of the band, though, right? He was part of the BG's.
No, he was not.
Oh, he wasn't.
But his brothers
was one of them that wasn't.
Provided him with some pretty good material, being good songwriters, you know.
Throw It All Away, Shadow Dancing,
yeah,
and Everlasting Love.
Mm-hmm. Shadow Dancing, that's the
there
one.
There you go.
That's
that was a big hit, yeah.
The Gibbs. Yeah, you know, I am not a Bee Gees guy by any means. I couldn't be farther from it. Mm-hmm. But I have all the respect for that band and that era.
Man. They had like two distinct periods. They had the early pop days and then, of course, the disco. They were the forefront of that. Even after that, though, they kept going, yeah. Man. They still had hits into the 90s. So, amazing group. Amazing.
We wish everybody out there a happy birthday and anniversary. Enjoy your day and enjoy it with our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit mm-hmm. them today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And keep in mind, again, it's Ash Wednesday Fish Fry over there. They've got their entire Friday menu available from 10:30 to 2 today.
Rock down to El Cafe.
Nicely done. Be back.
Just
after
don't walk 500 miles.
No. Be careful.
Be back with more morning show coming up.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Republicans in Congress are working on budget plans that could cut funding to Medicaid, which would impact health care for millions of disabled and low-income Americans. Savannah Tome Olson breaks down the possible cuts and how many Wisconsinites rely on this funding.
In the House, lawmakers passed a budget resolution instructing the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut $880 billion from the budget over the next 9 years. Experts say those cuts are impossible without slashing funding to Medicaid. The state federal program provides coverage for 18% of Wisconsinites. That's 1.2 million people here. That includes 1 in 3 Wisconsin kids and 4 in 7 nursing home residents across the state. Liz Williams, Senior Policy Analyst for Kaiser Family Foundation.
Medicaid is jointly funded by states and the federal government, so any restrictions in federal Medicaid spending really leave states with tough choices about how to offset reductions.
Williams says states only have a couple options, including increasing state tax revenues, decreasing spending on non-Medicaid services like education, or decreasing coverage for other groups. Republicans are targeting these programs for lower funding in order to pay for Donald Trump's tax cuts from 2017. They're set to expire. According to the Center on Policy and Budget Priorities, nearly half that money would go toward the top 5% of Americans with the most wealth. Republicans' tax cuts under this plan would cost $4.5 trillion.
Ruby's Pantry is coming up soon in Wisconsin Rapids. It will be Saturday, March 15th from 8 to 9:15 a.m., Pickup will be at Pitch Elementary School. There are many cash pay bundles available for $25 each and are approximately 70 pounds of food. You can prepay online while they're available at rubyspantry.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new 3-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his 7th triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. He's also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Philip's legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849. Ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that? Man?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that? Man?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that? Man?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Heavy snow will continue today with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow throughout much of the day today that will reduce visibility to whiteout at times. So be prepared. Travel conditions are not going to be great today. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be joined by Phil Hartley and our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to dive into this one real quick here. I know the weather out there is crazy and everything, but maybe it's a perfect time to do some spring cleaning if you can.
Yeah, you can't go outside. I mean, really.
The weather out there is frightful.
The average American...
The cleaning is so delightful. I couldn't help it.
Not bad. Nice, not bad.
No, nicely done.
Yes.
The average American says 34% of junk they own is stuff that they don't really need or rarely use, but it depends on how you define the word use. 21% of it is stuff we don't want but haven't gotten rid of yet. And 10% is other people's stuff we somehow ended up with.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
And 13% is pure junk.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
27% is stuff we're hanging on to for sentimental reasons. And 29%.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
29% of it is collectible or other items that, quote, spark joy. So they're not really junk.
Okay. Cool.
And the poll also, you're not going to say thanks, Mom, for the spark joy?
Sorry. I was gazing lovingly at my American Girl doll collection over there.
Oh, see, she had a moment. Yeah.
I had a moment. Yeah. I was looking at Samantha. Yeah.
Nice.
That's good. The poll also asked people to name the weirdest stuff they collect. Answers included 200 oil burning lamps.
Ooh, 300, those are cool.
300 coasters from breweries. Lots of vintage handkerchiefs.
Okay, ooh.
Mm, those are cool, too.
Nice.
Porcelain pigs, clowns, and one person said fingernail clippings.
Oh! Ew. Oh, no.
This is also the worst version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
The worst version.
12 bags of fingernail clippings.
Ew.
Lots of vintage handkerchiefs.
Oh, well Well done, well done.
That was good.
20% of us currently have a storage unit to hold our junk, and 10% are still keeping some of it at their parents' place. The average person said that they'd pay $1,300 to have all of their unwanted junk magically disappear.
Magically disappear. Wouldn't that be nice? First of all, I want to say this really wants me. I want to go and listen to George Carlin's where to put my stuff or all about my stuff. I can't forget the name of the bit.
Stuff.
We got all this stuff. Yeah,
and then I got to go buy more stuff because it's a great neighbors bit, yeah. It's one of my favorite bits of all time. It's playing over
a place
and over
for my stuff. That's what it's called.
That's
yes,
a place where, Google that one, everybody. Yep. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, it's good.
We cannot play it on the air.
No.
he's on to something so great there. And keep in mind, everybody, this is a bit that George was doing back in the early 80s.
Yeah, like the 70s, 80s. Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not saying we didn't have storage units then, but before we had like every town, I don't care how big or small it is, has somewhere in it where there's storage units. Mm-hmm. We have so much stuff that our homes are not enough to contain all of our stuff.
All of our stuff. I mean, it's crazy. Well, and like Melissa, you were touching on some things there, you know, about say, you know, a loved one passes away. What do you do with all that stuff? Right?
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
All the stuff they collected over the years. I mean, wow.
I've gotten rid of a lot of it, but
sure,
there's a lot of it still that I have it's really hard to get rid of that stuff.
And that's a good point too. Yeah.
I mean, it's useful. Some of it is useful. It could be used. But some of it is just straight up nostalgia. You know, I'm hanging on to it because it's very just painful to try to get rid of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's understandable,
I mean,
too.
I have
yeah
had friends help me. I have said, I cannot get rid of this, and I need you to just take it. And don't tell me what you do with it.
Okay.
And they have done that for me, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, that's
thank
cool.
America.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Here's something that I want. There's some great statistics that you just read there. I think that's really cool. Here's one I want to know. What is the percentage of items you say, well, we could use that someday, and then you actually use it? I would love to see that. Yes. Yes. Oh, I could use that someday. You know, this piece
this
of string.
Big box.
I could tie something with this. Someday.
This is a nice, sturdy piece of cardboard. I have one of those sitting on my table right here behind me. I couldn't throw it away the other day because I'm like, this would be like useful for something. I might want to mount something on this. I just like it's a very nice, sturdy piece of cardboard.
That's the thing. I'm telling you.
I have had an L wrench that I don't even know where it came from, but it's come in handy a couple of times.
Okay.
So that's the closest I have with that. I have a few sentimental things, like many people out there.
Right, right.
But I feel like one of my problems is like bags. Not like, you know, grocery bags or, you know, plastic bags. Just, you know, you order something and it comes in a little bag or something like that. Like, yes. I don't throw them away. I hang on to them for some reason.
Got a whole closet full of bags.
I've got like a bag that has 20 bags inside of the bag. So the only purpose this has is holding other bags.
Yeah. Okay.
James, I have a solution for you.
Yeah.
Take up a fiber art.
Oh.
Yeah. Crocheting, felting.
Yeah. Macrame.
Any one of those. Yeah, any kind of fiber art. And then you will have a use for all of those bags because as crafters know and fiber crafters know, there's always a need for a really nice plastic bag to put your fiber art in.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Get
that's
on that,
good.
James.
Yeah, yeah.
Take up another hobby to fill your area with.
Oh, you know, all that free time you got, you know, let's get that filled.
We, speaking of getting things filled, we are now being joined by Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
That might be the best segue yet.
Well done.
Okay, it was like a 60 mile an hour fastball coming down.
And right down the middle of the plate.
Just ready to knock it out of there. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. How are things going over at the shop?
Yeah, doing all right. We all made it in, I guess, today.
That's a win right
there. Right. Yeah,
right. And we're glad you guys are safe and doing well over there and everything. And I don't know how busy any of us are going to be today as far as, you know, traffic, as far as business coming in and everything. But we do encourage you, when it's nicer out, to bring your ideas, your thoughts, your creativeness to friends over at Quality Plus Printing. They love a challenge. They love working with the community and putting into the community. And Phil, you guys got some cool projects going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we're happy. Sand Valley's firing back up. So the golf courses are starting to get ready. So I think almost every golf course in this area we do some business with. Mm-hmm. And so we're happy that for that. And Bullseye and our friends down in Rome, obviously, Lake Arrowhead and Sand Valley and a bunch of different ball courses in the area use us to do a lot of their printing and their marketing. So thanks to them, and we'll think good thoughts today because taking a step back from that thought, I guess. But, but by Monday, we'll be ready to golf, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks, yeah. It looks a lot nicer, yeah.
It's looking that way. It's looking that way. Phil?
So think about it. Very happy to, that some of our spring, for lack of better words, customers are starting to come back to us. So, yeah, definitely with that in on the T-shirt side and on the WAM side, we're doing working on some towels for the UWSP cheerleading team. I might have told you that last week, so mm-hmm. that's happening today. And we've also just did some parkas for the recreation department. We're getting their summer employees, you know, that come in. And so we're happy to work with Don DeSorcy and the rec department on a bunch of projects for the city.
Oh, I want WFHR parkas. Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's cool. Have you guys done parkas before, Phil?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say yes. We've done a few things like that, but we actually, Don actually brought in the parkas, and we just put the words on the back, whatever words, staff or, you know, pool attendant or whatever that they needed on the back, and we're emblazing them with the letters. So, yeah. So this, every time we get something like that, you're right, it's something kind of new that we cross our fingers and go, geez, I hope we think this, figure this one out. And we do. We do.
So right.
And in others, but we do. But, yeah, we know we're doing that business is, again, starting to pick up some. And Rapids Transmission, another local company, just came to us the other day, and we're doing some shirts for them. So, yeah, keep it coming. We love seeing this new business come in.
Yeah.
All right.
Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Oh, Seth's going to know this one.
Oh, I am. Okay.
At least I hope so. Mollycoddle.
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 What is that mean?
That's a great word.
Mollycoddle, which means to treat someone with excessive kindness or attention.
Okay.
So when you're mollycoddle somebody, you're spoiling them, I guess, a little bit.
Yep. I got to say, that's one of the better ones we've heard. That's a fun word. Wow.
That comes straight from arsenic and old lace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well done, Phil. Well done.
Wow, very well done.
Teddy Roosevelt. Right out of the mouth of Teddy.
Yep, yeah. That's right.
It's such a fun word.
Yes.
It's the only reason I know that word. It's the only reason. But
It's not used anymore at all.
As soon as you said it, though, I heard Teddy's voice.
Yeah.
It's so good. It does give us an opportunity, Phil, to wish you and the cast and crew a great rest of your run. Appreciate always you showing up at the WRCT stage. Mm-hmm. I know that you and I have had fun on that stage together, Phil. Okay. And we're looking forward to seeing you out there again.
Yeah, thanks. That's a fun play, and we're on our second weekend, and so if you haven't come yet, please come out. It's mm-hmm. getting rave reviews, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Sure is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have tickets for Saturday. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. No, it's you know, get your tickets now, everyone. Maybe sold out. So
there are no repeats in theater.
No.
Every show is fresh and new. And every I was talking to the kids actually, the Nakusa kids, about this and their theater, their play is coming up, Emma, the pop musical that they're doing that you can catch this Friday. What I was talking with them about is how theater is a living, breathing organism, and you are it is a dance with you in the audience. And working with that and with the uniqueness of that, and then you throw in it's a comedy, you really never know where the laughs are going to show up. Nope. And what's going to happen with that. And to the audience out there, if you did see Arsenic the first week, you haven't seen Arsenic. You come back. Right. Come and see this one. See as many of these shows as you can. There are no reruns, and each one are going to be unique.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night, when you guys get back at it, mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of raw energy, a lot of excitement, a lot of fun to get back into this. Well, so a little bit of, we've only got three shows left.
Right.
So you're going to be getting not only energy out there, you're going to be getting a crew and a cast that is like, we're going to leave it all out there.
Yep.
Friday's show going to have a similar feeling to that because it's the last night show. And then that Saturday matinee, baby, you are going to see a great show. You are going to see a cast and crew giving everything they got and leaving it all out there. Mm-hmm. There are no reruns in theater. Taking as many of these as you can and support your local theater. Support the arts, everybody. Mm-hmm. And our friends Phil and Seth and everybody else a part of this crew.
Right.
You never know when you're going to see a shoe fall apart.
Right. Something a little off and crazy on stage. You never never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And thanks to everyone who came last weekend, too, by the way, because they were great audiences, great to see you out there, and a lot of people came. So, yeah, it was great.
Second show in a row that I've had somebody on stage shoe fall apart while I've been out there.
That's true, it is.
First for everything.
So I don't know what's going on there, but we got to make better shoes in the theater. but it adds to the fun. No, it's a great show, and yeah, if you haven't seen it, please come out. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of, again, like you were saying, a lot of local people putting a lot of time in there that they're donating, obviously, for the most part.
Yep.
Just to have try to bring some entertainment and some fun to our great community. So if you can come out, boy, that'd be great.
Have a great run. Enjoy yourself. And wishing you guys over at Quality Plus safe travels today. You guys will join us next Wednesday. We'll be looking forward to it, Phil.
Yeah, I look forward to the tropical weather.
Yes.
Much nicer.
Take care, Phil. We'll talk soon.
Take care, guys. Have a great
day.
Bye. A big shout out to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Go visit them at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call if you'd like, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on Facebook and keep up to date on all they're doing. Buy local, support local, getting your words out over at Quality Plus Printing. Seth and Melissa and I will be back, and we're going to be talking about a fun one here. Would you drive on a bridge from North America to Europe?
It's coming up
on the Morning Show.
Quality Plus Printing takes pride in being your full-service printer, offering amazing graphic design with exemplary customer service. No job is too big or too small, and they specialize in quick turnarounds. Proud to be family-owned and operated, Quality Plus Printing will get your words out. It's time to start thinking about your spring and summer printing. Visit the Quality Plus Printing Facebook page or stop in. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Quality Plus Printing. QPprinting.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down the presidential address with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and see what's ahead for Ukraine. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Jim!
Yes, dear?
Don't forget, my parents are coming, so clean up the workshop and get your car out of the garage. What was that?
Yes, dear?
Been there, my friend. Might be time to give the pros at Clery a call. We can build whatever you dream. Egg buildings, storage for your toys, even a place to get away from the in-laws.
Yes!
Experience the Clery difference during our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 13th through the 15th. Visit clerybuilding.com for more.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Heavy snow will continue today with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow throughout much of the day today that will reduce visibility to whiteout at times. So be prepared. Travel conditions are not going to be great today. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Big shout out to Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing for joining us. Mm-hmm. Be sure to be here every Wednesday, right in that time slot for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I call an audible and let the audience see behind the curtain? Our producer, Laura Berg, let me know that my microphone was low here this morning, so I bumped it up on my end. Sorry, I forgot, guys. I just wanted to make sure you knew in case you bumped me up on your end.
Blowing out our eardrums. eardrums.
Not blowing out your eardrums or our audiences. So
you're good.
I just I just counter with those things, and with you under the weather, I didn't want to mess with you.
You should let me know because I have to bump it up on my end. Otherwise, Laura, it doesn't come out right for her. So
okay, well, I'm spinning as many plates as I can. I will let you know the next time for sure.
Yeah, thank you, Laura.
A new poll asked, if it were ever possible, would you drive across a massive bridge from USA to Europe? Assuming there were proper facilities along the way, of course, rest stops, gas stations, taking that into consideration.
Right.
35% of people said yes, 19% of people said maybe, and 18% said no, and 28% said, oh, no, and a much different word than oh, no, but
But it's very emphatic, yes.
Let's do the math here. If you go on Google Earth and draw a bridge with the shortest distance from Maine to Portugal, that's about 3,100 miles. Assuming a maximum highway speed of 85 miles per hour, it would take more than 36 hours to complete, assuming no stops and a consistent speed.
Wow. That's not possible.
It's actually comparable to road tripping from Maine to California, except it's only a bridge over water with no other scenery. So, in our kind of in between conversation here between commercial breaks, Seth and I were talking a little bit about this because for some prep for this, I talked to a buddy of mine down in Florida, and he's grown up down not in Key West but near there, and so he's taken that long bridge
basically
a number of times, and I assumed with him asking about this, well, this is you know, old hat to him; it's not a big deal or anything like that. He is in his 30s and says he still like holds his breath when he's taking that bridge. He's done it his whole life, but he still just finds it very odd. And you touched on something about this because you've taken this
bridge. Yeah, I've been on that bridge before, the 7 mile bridge, and it is it's weird when you're driving on a bridge and you can't see either end, and then there's just water around it. That's a very odd feeling when you're driving
on a bridge. It's unsettling.
It is. It is a little bit. So I can only
imagine.
Because
there's nowhere to go.
No, there isn't.
What if your car breaks down?
Ugh.
Do you remember how long it took you to get to A to B on that?
I can't off the top of my head. It couldn't have been that long. You know, it's only 7 miles in a car. That doesn't take long.
And you're probably going at, 55?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. But that's, you know, but still, even at that time, it's very weird.
So that for 36 hours.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I couldn't do it.
But going 85. was what they said. Was that miles per hour or kilometers?
Yes. Yeah, miles per hour, yeah.
Okay, because that's really fast.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Just with Sheriff Becker coming in later, I've never gone 85, so I don't know how fast that is. No, I don't think I actually have. I don't think
nice,
I actually
nice.
Have. But I don't know if I've ever had a vehicle good enough to go 85.
Starts getting mad
get
at
this
you.
Above 65 or we'll lose the muffler.
So Seth, I feel like you've given your answer. You ain't doing this.
No, hard no.
Mel, how about you?
Okay, put aside the improbability.
You know it's
going to
be a good answer when it's...
This is so improbable. Like,
true.
There are so many reasons why this wouldn't work, and the fact that they're even considering it. I mean, how many times have they had to like close down that 7 mile bridge to fix it?
Right.
I mean, I don't know, and I'm just guessing.
But I'm sure there's been times, yeah, exactly.
Any hurricane that goes through, I mean, like, when there's an earthquake, like, it's very, very improbable. Do I have an issue going over bridges? No, not at all. Mm. But you don't hold your breath going over a bridge. You put your hands up. You hold your breath going past cemeteries.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. He's doing it wrong. That's what.
Yeah, totally doing it wrong. You put your hands up so the bridge stays up, dude.
Never heard that one.
Oh, yeah. That's always what we did as kids.
That's hilarious.
So I have a difficulty with this too. As great of imagination as I have a very realistic brain. So it's hard for me to even kind of imagine this in a fun way or anything. But I will say, if it's in front of me, I'm doing it. I would do this. I would do it.
For 36 hours?
Yeah, I would want to experience it. I would want to know what this is like. I would want to. Now, I don't think I'd ever do it again, and I'd probably fly back. I'd probably use a rental
just
car to do it.
Abandon that car.
Rental car, yeah.
I'm done with you.
Because, once again, I don't have a vehicle that could do this.
You'd have to rent a car.
That's the other part of this, though, too. And I think poor people might have thought of this one like myself right away. Like, what happens if your car breaks down? Like, yeah. What's the AAA process on that one? Right. And if you're in the middle of the ocean, that doesn't necessarily like, okay, well, if you're in this country or in this state, AAA helps you here or what have you. If you're in the middle of the, you know, ocean, like, ain't Man. Nobody coming to help can you. Are you going to call the Coast Guard? I got a flat tire. I need help from the Coast Guard.
And can you imagine having to work at those gas stations along route?
Or the hotels or the restaurants? Because it'd be everything.
12 hours to get to work every day.
You'd have to live there. You'd have to live there, yeah.
But in the middle of the ocean, on no land.
Oh, man.
I feel like, though, we are missing...
It's Waterworld.
We are, yeah. We are missing, and it would bomb as bad as Waterworld.
Oh, come on, I love that movie.
There is, I love Dennis Hopper in that movie. There is one thing that we are forgetting about this, and Melissa, you just teed me up perfectly. This would be perfect for car chase scenes.
Oh my God!
One of my favorite things in all of movies is a great car chase, and this would put Bullet to shame. Maybe,
man,
the greatest car chase scene of all time. By the way,
the whole movie would be a car chase.
The whole car chase,
because you could do the whole thing on the 36-hour thing or whatever. You know, however
now
long it, takes.
It would be just a straight shot, I suppose. But that
you'd have to add some drama, you know, here and there. Right. You know,
yeah. I mean, obviously, there's got to be some pull offs and some gas stations, like you said, hotels,
sea serpents. You need some sea serpent giant. You know,
yeah, like, yeah,
giant squid, yeah,
and everybody, you just got a preview of Fast and the Furious 20. We've run out of ideas.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I live my life 36 hours at a time.
And the car that never runs out of gas.
Yes.
It's a
solar-powered car. It can only go 20 miles an hour. But
slowest car chase ever.
They're all like really like responsible vehicles.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
All, like,
yeah.
Geos
golf
and, like,
carts.
Yeah, golf carts and stuff. Yeah, I like this. I actually think we have something here now. And I take it all back. We have something here. We do have something to do. We got to come back after our break from CBS and our local news. We'll be back with more great show for you. We got some entertainment news to kick things off and plenty more where that came from right here on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Wall Street responds to the president's speech. The Dow and NASDAQ are both in positive territory. Make that the Dow just dropping below. It's down 3 points. Is this a reaction to the president downplaying the negative impacts of tariffs on imports?
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much.
Trump is also threatening reciprocal tariffs on countries that tax U.S. goods that they import. CBS's Margaret Brennan on Trump, the tariffs, and the economy.
He's saying give him time. Consumers, of course, want to go to the grocery store now and see lower prices. So that's his explanation there. On the tariffs, there is no estimate that the administration will share publicly about the cost.
And both the Dow and NASDAQ now back in positive territory. And just in, the Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's ruling unfreezing foreign aid. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.